from KQED.
Hey, y'all. It's Emmanuel. Just wanted to let you know that the following episode was recorded before the election, so hopefully it can bring some levity to your day. Now let's all take a deep breath together and get on with the show. Hey everyone, I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jamidra.
And we're the hosts of
The Cooler,
your weekly dose of pop culture commentary. This week, we're paying homage to Lindsay Lohan's newly acquired accent by listening to other celebrities talk like they're not actually from America.
Mm-hmm. The best.
There's quite a few of them. And we're dealing with our feelings about Lil Wayne saying Black Lives Matter, quote, just sounds weird, and quote, is dumb sh**.
Oh, Wayne.
And we're going to talk about why you need to care more about asses.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's not what you think.
It really isn't. That's the great thing.
But it could be. So stay tuned. So we have a lot to get to. Let's start with what set Twitter ablaze, which is Lindsay Lohan's new accent.
Oh. So basically, like, she sounds Turkish, right? Like, can we can just agree on this. She sounds like she's trying to do some kind, maybe like a Turkish-Russian hybrid.
I thought it was Russian. I got like a Russian vibe. But
there's
I was
lots like, of like uplilting at the end of sentences.
Yeah.
And it's quite something.
So it is actually so much of something that we'll just listen to some of it right now.
Oh, yes.
You understand that life is bigger than everything that we see. Americans are very close-minded in that sense. I know that because I'm American.
Very close-minded.
My-minded.
I was like, Natasha, girl.
I could just picture her in, like, mink fur coat, a little hat.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes.
And a Soviet star.
I could see it.
Well, without wanting to get all Rachel Dolezal on this.
Ooh, jeez. That's a name that I could do without.
Wow.
Do you think there's going to be, like, a group of people who say accents or whatever you want them to be?
Girl,
you can adopt whatever you want.
Are we going to do that? Are we going to do
that? Can we not?
Yeah.
We will not, but other celebrities have. And we're going to explore some of those people right now, starting with the one that most people think of when you think of a fake accent.
Oh, is it Madonna? Say it's Madonna.
Is Madonna?
It's Madonna. Yes.
Yeah. I hadn't quite adjusted to the tabloids.
What?
That's all you need—the little snippet.
Tabloids.
And she's from Detroit, no?
She is.
Okay. Yeah, because my relatives are there, and they don't talk like that. So,
just to play devil's advocate, she was married to Guy Ritchie. A British man. But he doesn't talk like that, does he? He's like a fake Cockney, isn't he?
Okay. But when was that? Because I remember she started speaking like that way before she got married.
Oh,
no,
I think...
She had started easing into this years ago.
So if my back catalogue of celebrity magazines have taught me anything, I believe she started hanging out with Rupert Everett, who is a British actor. And I think she was just like, I just like it.
Was this after Evita? I feel like it has something to do with Evita.
What, Argentinian accents?
But I just feel like she was in character at that point, and then she kind of adopted a whole new persona in her personal life.
I mean,
you know, she's good at adopting personas on stage.
It's very theatrical, I'll give you that. Very.
Recently, I saw a picture of her in an art gallery. She fell down and then put on a show from the floor for everyone who was there.
Was that an accident? Was it an initial fall?
Unclear. They thought that she was drunk. But But I'm wondering if when she's drunk, she goes back to Detroit or if she goes full on tilt into British.
I think she goes fully. I think she's that like, when you are drunk or when you are mad, you speak from the language of your heart.
Oh.
And I feel like she is from Detroit and you don't forget that. I feel like that is. Okay. So another person who slipped into an accent, at least for a little bit on Wendy Williams' couch, was singer Ciara. So she stopped by and this is like vintage, if you will, Ciara, when she was dating Future.
Oh,
how long ago is this?
So this was like a couple years ago, because now she's remarried and
to Carlton Banks.
Born again virgin, right?
Also known as, I don't even know his real name at this point. He's a Seahawk, I'll just say that. So she's on the couch and then she slips into a little bit of an accent. Let's have a listen.
I think
on aisle three.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think I'm all right though. Wait, let me get the angle proper.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do I need one?
Do I hear an accent?
A silly one, yeah. I can't help it. I don't know what's going on with me lately. I'm like just changing my, I'm doing weird stuff these days.
You're growing up.
Yes, I am.
I like that she's like, I'm just doing weird things these days.
So she's trying to do like a London thing, isn't she, with the proper. She's
well,
trying to do that.
So do you switch back and forth?
Well, as someone whose accent is not that of the one that of the country that she lives in, I'm familiar with what it's like to try and hang on to your own accent, because it is very tempting when it's easier to be understood to mimic like the speech patterns of the person you're talking to. Like, we all do it to some extent, but that's just ridiculous.
That's a good point, though. Have you ever found yourself slipping into an American accent?
Not necessarily an accent, but the like the inflection and the intonation is very different. Like, it's a different way of speaking. I think Americans speak a little bit more sing-song. It's hard not to pick up on a bit of that. And I've definitely had to adjust slightly. Otherwise, I am just not understood.
Well, I don't know. I think if I was you, I'd be stubborn, because I feel like you can say anything in your accent and people would be like, you know what? She knows what she is talking about. So I would just like try to force it even harder.
This is something that frequently astonishes me.
People think you are so smart, you and all your people.
She is!
I don't know why.
I don't know about all her people. But Carly, I got it.
It just always sounds like you're quoting like Virgil or something like that.
Oh my gosh, my homeboy Virgil.
Yeah. In the original Latin.
Obviously.
Speaking of weird people, Johnny Depp has a weird accent. I don't even know what I would call it. It's not
can
British.
We not talk about Johnny Depp?
Stuffed piranhas. Sorry. Stuffed piranhas. And some vampire bats.
Why did you have piranhas and bats?
Well, it was important to have them.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God,
was that
what
a character?
That?
Like, what was he doing? Was he being for real?
This was on a talk show.
Oh, my
Just,
God.
Like, regular conversation.
Is that, like, no, that's Scottish?
Vampire
it's
bats?
Like, it's, like, Irish, Scottish, little bit of French, heavy British. It's awful. I feel sick.
That's what it is.
Oh, God, what a...
The story was, he was flying from Peru to Miami and they stopped him and looked in his bag and he had stuffed vampire bats or whatever he said, and this vitamin powder that looked like cocaine, and so he was taken aside.
Is that what they call it these days? Vitamin powder. When you're a celebrity, they call it vitamin powder.
Vitamin C.
When you're a regular pedestrian, they call it prison.
And when a celebrity goes to prison, they call it camp.
Hello.
Yes.
So this is very much, a theme is emerging here. This is celebrities moving to Europe, discovering the good life, marrying a European.
Did he marry a European?
Yeah, he lived with Vanessa Paradis, who is French, for a very long time. But he is no longer with Vanessa Paradis. So maybe, I thought you just revoke the accent. You just hand it back in with the marriage license.
And the ring and all the stuff.
It's like when you return the apartment keys. You're like, here's the apartment key. And here's the accent.
Exactly. Yeah. Here are my T's.
Well, it's not always people who go to Europe.
Oh. Tell me more.
I think you're going to tell us more about Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. It's so good.
Okay, because you told us about this, so let me hear from myself.
Okay, so Cracked.com, the reputable online outlet.
Yeah, it's like New York Times number one and Cracked.com
pretty
number two.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
They put together a video which juxtaposes Quentin Tarantino on one talk show.
I'm already taking deep breaths.
Versus Quentin Tarantino on another talk show. The title of the video, which you can find online, is... Quentin Tarantino doesn't know how to talk to black people.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Have a listen.
I'm not that computer savvy. So if he had sent me something that I plug into my computer, I don't know if I would have ever heard it. All right. Hey, download this. I don't know how to do that. All right. You know, so he put it on a cassette tape. Then Jamie, my man.
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Goes to the BET Awards. Comes back with Rick Ross. Ross and the whole posse. We all got contact high on the set that day.
The whole MFG.
Is that him?
That's yes. Quentin.
He
Tarantino.
Sounds like the guy you bump into outside the liquor store.
He just like dropped so many names and buzzwords like my man Jamie Foxx.
So Jamie Foxx
Ross
in this video is actually next. He's sitting next to Quentin Tarantino on the stool because it's clearly like a Django Unchained junket. And he just looks mortified.
Kerry Washington's also there, and she's like, get me the F out of here.
Get me out of here.
Oh, my God.
And let's just take a listen to what Quentin Tarantino, on another talk show, actually sounds like.
Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Charlie Brown special. Right. What was that one with Fred Astaire?
Yes.
Okay. So when he's on a white talk show, he name drops Fred Astaire.
Yes.
And then he's
but
Rick
if
Ross.
He's on a black one, he's like Rick Ross.
So my man, was... Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, okay, wow. So I'm going to have to watch the video clips just to see their faces.
Honestly, they are priceless. And we all do some kind of degree of like greasing the social wheels and we mimic people a little bit. But there's mimicking to put people at ease, and then there's actually just being a ventriloquist dummy. With the emphasis on dummy. Oh, that's so cringeworthy.
So, speaking of switch ups, okay, one person who did a switch up that kind of took Twitter by storm was Kanye West. So, I don't know if you guys saw the video of him on the ever popular Kris Jenner talk show that is in its what season now? What season is it in?
Zero.
Season zero.
So he stopped by to talk to his future mother-in-law, and his voice, I don't even know how to just listen.
And it becomes a bit of like an emotional bully, like someone taunting you as you're getting on, you know, an airplane, or taunting you as you're just going to get yogurt. People were asking you questions. When I was young, the only time I saw that is if someone was on trial for murder. You didn't see that because someone went to go get yogurt.
So it's just the friendlier kind.
There's nothing gentler than name dropping yogurt.
Yes. It's like he's going to get froyo. That is the daytime Kanye.
That sounds like a different person.
Well, basically his voice sounds like it's been doused in baby powder.
And then with Sway, he's like, what's the name of your clothing brand? Yeah, we don't know it. Yeah. Sway, you don't got the answers. Disney, Google. Warhol.
I'm standing up and I'm telling you I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google.
I do feel like if Kanye and Kim moved to Europe for a bit, I could see Kanye adopting an accent.
Oh, for sure. He'd start speaking like Britney in those songs that she's doing now.
You want a Maserati? You better work.
Bitch.
That is the lyric. Someone else who's actually really good at doing an accent for roles is Renee Zellweger.
Oh, hers is good, yeah.
Bridget Jones.
Her Bridget's really good.
But apparently when she's filming these films, she has to live in London,
I'm
obviously.
Sorry.
What?
It just occurred to me that she's American.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think that I realized that until just now.
Fooled ya.
Okay, so that accent is good. I'll give it to her.
You also thought...
Keep it 100. I thought Gwyneth Paltrow was one of yours also.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
I was like, she's not American. I had not, yeah.
I mean, call back to last season, I did think Debrat was a man.
Yes. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
Because I think I've run out of times where I'm allowed to bring it up. So when she's in London filming Bridget Jones, she doesn't speak in an American accent at all for 4 months. She's just in character the whole time. So this is an interview that someone over there is having with her offset, and her accent is intact.
Okay, let's
listen.
It.
4 months in the UK, 4 months speaking very British.
Trying my best. Trying my best.
And you don't let that slip, do you, when you're in character for that time? You stay, is that helpful to you?
Yeah, it is. I don't want to think about it. And, you know, I feel like if I go in and out of it, it's really just lazy, actually. I'm just being very lazy.
Actually.
Oh, it's really good. Isn't
she's
good.
A method actress.
And the way she says, doing my best. Accurate and well done, Renee.
Hello.
So speaking of you judging people's British accents and whether they're good or not,
Jamidra
wants to present you with one.
Oh.
Okay. So MTV stopped one Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
To talk about a new music video. And towards the end of this interview, she completely switched into another accent. And I wanted to get your thoughts.
Hit me.
Okay, let's have a listen.
I really made myself into like this nice girl in the video, and it's almost like, you know, you really bond with the character. Do you know what I mean? And then we see her die. It's like if you see the bad girl die, it's like, you know, it's like you're happy. But I wanted people to talk about it at the end. I wanted people to say, why did she make that decision? Do you know what I mean? And I wanted them to cry.
I genuinely don't know what to say.
Is that passable?
So I think the accent she's doing there is like an Essex girl.
She sounds like Jerry Halliwell.
She sounds like Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah. And the whole, you know what I mean? Like
not
that
mean.
Thing.
Not I mean.
Is very Jerry.
Well, that's the way that Posh used to talk as well, isn't it? Posh Spice.
Oh, so Posh. As soon as she make her accent.
Yes.
I haven't heard Posh speak in years.
Posh ain't so posh, let's just say that.
Ooh. Really? Yeah. So wait a minute. So, okay, now you have to explain the difference between the accents now, because I don't know.
Oh, so stereotypically, I'm going to earn myself some ire from the homeland here, but Essex girls have a certain reputation. I don't know. Do I want to go into this?
No, yes,
girl. I'm backing off.
Where's my tea?
You know, they like a good time. That's the general stereotype. Not saying it's true. But the weird thing is that is quite a passable Essex girl accent that Nicki Minaj is doing.
Really?
Yeah. With all those. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How odd.
Okay, so tell me, what's Adele's accent? Because I love her accent.
Adele is from South London, I think. Or South London, she'd say.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's quite harsh. It's like a cheese grater accent. People seem to love her, though.
I do.
I love when she's singing some like beautiful, elegant song, and then after the song's done, she's talking to the audience, and she's just like
cackling, like,
ha, 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 I love cigarettes, and I can't do it. No. But
well, I have the opposite problem with when I'm watching, because as you are well aware, British actors are plentiful and also cheap. We are very cheap to hire. Yeah. Specifically for television series. There's a big tradition of British actors making it big in the UK, big, quote unquote, and then coming over to Hollywood and trying out during pilot season and trying to get in as many TV shows as they can. Mm-hmm. So consequently, American television is stuffed with British actors that you would never know are British because they've just had to become so good at
Stringer
their American accent.
Bell.
Idris Elba. I had no clue that Idris Elba was from London.
Me neither, until you saw the little after the show interviews, and I was like, wait,
what? So good.
I didn't know you guys were cheap to hire, though.
Yeah. Seriously.
Learn something new every
day. Why do you think I'm here?
So, you guys, that's the end of this segment. I'm going to forever talk like this for the rest of the episode.
Are you
really? You know what I mean?
You sound like the fake Australian guys at the end of the movie Point Break.
I'll take it. I'll
take it. I'll take that. Can we close out with Carly doing an American accent?
Yes.
I need to hear this.
Yes. Give me a phrase.
I want you to say, it doesn't say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Okay. And may I remind you, it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty. So bad! Jesus Christ, I can do better.
No, that's it.
That's a phrase I use too often. I can do better.
This is why you're cheap. Okay, got it.
All right, Eliza, say it again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Eliza, you didn't say that. You didn't even say that.
All right, so speaking of switch up, you guys may have heard this whole dust up on the interwebs behind Lil Wayne and his, like, I don't identify with Black Lives Matter bit.
Wait, remind me what he actually said.
So let's just listen to what he said.
What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
And then he winks.
Oh, no.
There's a whole host of things that are wrong with that.
Exactly. Okay. Where to start?
One, the reason why he said he got agitated, because he has since apologized, is because the interviewer asked him about how he would feel about people referring to his daughter as a bitch. Because he says it in his music. So his response and his apology was that after the interviewer asked him that question, he was so angry that he really didn't care about anything else that she had to say. And so that was his response. But then he ends the interview with saying, my life matters to my bitches. And I'm just...
I mean, you can hear it in the clip that he just seems like he had some cough syrup before going on there. I wouldn't even call them ideas that he's expressing are... so ridiculous.
They're not even formulated.
Cough syrup that he might not be using to treat a cough, if you know.
Right.
Okie dokie.
Him saying Black Lives Matter just sounds weird and is dumb. Like, what? Have you not been paying attention at all to anything?
Clearly not.
Well, here's the thing, because he was asked this question because it was a follow-up to another answer that he had given about Black Lives Matter. And he was like, he's been rich for a long time and like racism doesn't exist because he has never experienced racism before. And then he's also talked about like a time when he was younger and I think he was shot and the police came to his house and the other police ignored him. But the white cop like took him to the hospital and saved him. So he's like that in... Also adding the fact that when he goes to his shows, a lot of the people there are white, like he doesn't see race.
Oh, right. He's one of those.
And so it was like, all right, okay. But like he's talked about it in his music before. Like Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day on The Breakfast Club, not for the fact that he doesn't agree or he doesn't acknowledge or he doesn't like relate to Black Lives Matter, but just that he's talked about these issues in his music before. So it's like, which is it? Like, do you have people, you have endorsements you're trying to protect? Or like,
I was
going to
say, who's he speaking to?
Who are you
here?
Speaking yeah. to?
Or who's writing his raps? Now he's going to come for me. I'm scared.
Yeah. The ghostwriter. But I guess my real issue is like, I mean, people can be mad. You're going to be mad. You're going to have your feelings. Like my husband always says, your feelings are valid.
He's so supportive.
Your feelings are valid. So your feelings are valid. My thing is, like, if we're talking about people to really step up to the podium to talk about, like, issues around, like, being a black male in this country and, like, injustice and blah, 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 I don't know that I'm nominating Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And I don't
I'm
know,
with you there.
And I don't know that I'm upset that he, like, it's not like somebody was like, you know what? Where's Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
And so then that's it. There's this hard balance because it's like, on the one hand, you're like, we need celebrities to speak up, right? Mm. And then some of them speak up and you're like, whoa.
Could you just speak down a bit?
Exactly. So do you guys have people that have downplayed an important issue to you that you felt like, you know, I really don't care them on my side on?
Well, my heart sinks every time a famous woman says she's not a feminist. I mean, it has to. I mean, it just saying that you're not a feminist is saying that you don't believe in equality. And I just want to just run up to you and take your vote away from you right now.
But I'm a humanist, Carly.
Exactly. I don't see gender. Good. Off you go. Oh, yeah. All that lot. Oh. Lady Zsa Zsa.
Lady
Zsa. Katy Perry. Even Beyonce's flirted a little bit with all that. Am I a feminist? I just don't know.
And the whole like, well, I love my man, so
yeah.
And it's like, you can do both.
Loving men and being a feminist are not mutually exclusive.
Hello.
PSA.
Speaking of our Essex girl, Jerry Halliwell, never get over her saying, feminism is bra-burning lesbianism.
We did talk about that early on.
Yeah.
That's just one of the reasons why she's my least favorite Spice Girl.
Yeah, but anyway. Right at the bottom of the pile there.
Is she on your desk?
Her doll is on my desk. But it's because I thought if I bought it in the 90s, it would be worth a lot.
Is it because she was the cheapest one to buy? Is that what it was?
No, it was the hardest one to get because she had left the group.
Oh.
But now I looked it up recently on eBay.
Yeah, how has that appreciated?
It's depreciated. It's $15 and I bought it for $25.
You might as well have just bought a car.
I really should.
Emmanuel,
or stocks.
God, I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Anyway, we're getting off topic. As the token gay on this panel, I'm going to just talk about a fellow gay who I wish wasn't.
What? That's the setup of the century.
Thank you. His name is Milo Yiannopoulos.
I don't know if
oh,
who that is.
God.
Do you know this guy?
That guy. Yes. Internet troll extraordinaire.
Yes. So he got his life when Ghostbusters star Leslie Jones was, what would you say, abused all over the internet.
Oh, you're talking about when the trolls came for her.
And leaked all of her pictures and were calling her crazy things online. He loved that.
Who is this guy?
He's
just like an internet celebrity?
He's part of the alt-right and just says really crazy things to get a rise out of people. He's a troll. And he's been banned from Twitter because he's that much of a troll.
Okay.
He recently calls trans people, quote, gay men dressing up for attention and described the trans community as, quote, mentally ill.
You said he's gay?
Yeah. He's also, I have to own this one as well, half Greek.
Oh, I should know by the name. That.
What the hell? But you know what? The other half, you're going to have to own Carly because he's half British.
Oh, God. I will take one arm. You can take the other and we'll just pull them in half.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Great.
How about that?
He is on this tour right now of colleges and people are calling it pretty transphobic. He's just going around saying this stuff about trans people. He has signs with Caitlyn Jenner's face on it saying trans people are so gay.
Oh, is this? I think I've seen a clip of like Black Lives Matter, like, and he got into some kind of issue with them and
I'm
they
sure
walked
he did.
Up on stage. And okay.
Some more colorful language he's used to call trans people, quote, mutilated trannies. who are, quote, obsessed with being victims and being given special rights. He also, this week, took a rainbow pride flag and burned it.
What was that supposed to symbolize?
The end of gayness? He wants to cure himself, he said.
And because he is a gay man, people can be like, well, if he says it.
Here's our example.
Exactly.
Just like Lil Wayne is this. People see, racism is over. Lil Wayne said it.
He said it. But you know, he's black.
The thing about people like this is that in this day and age, I wonder if the people who do and say things like this even believe it, or if they're doing it because they want to get some sort of stardom out of it.
It's like the Ann Coulter effect.
Yeah.
She's just saying crazy things every time she needs to write a book. And it's like, this time I'm talking about Mexicans.
Yeah.
And it's just
the
like,
oxygen of publicity.
Yeah. And then they always get booked on places like The View.
They do.
And
they make for very good television and very good radio. That's the trouble.
Jeez.
Yeah. So if I could take away one gay advocate, I would take him away.
Sounds like he's trying to take himself away.
Yeah. Well, yeah. After the show, we're going to go find him, me and Carly will, and grab him by both arms and do that thing you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to put an end to this.
Pull, pull, pull.
Did I just threaten his life? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Run up to him and slip your hand into his. He'll hate that.
Oh. Even better revenge.
Even better.
Kill him with
gayness. So it's that special time of the episode where we celebrate the highs of the week and the lowest lows.
Mainly the lows.
Yes. This is called The Peak in the Pit. We're starting with the pit. This one is sponsored by Carly Severn.
I got a doozy for you. It's also sponsored by Glamour magazine. For 'twas they who decided to name as Glamour magazine's Woman of the Year an amazing woman who's done so much for women around the world. Just kidding. Named Bono. Bono of U2 is Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year.
Why is this happening?
Oh, and I love all the articles about this are all illustrated with pictures of Bono just like holding an award aloft. He just looks so happy. Like, yes, finally.
Why is this happening?
Why indeed? They say that Bono has done a lot to champion the cause of women around the world. And apparently the panel on Glamour Magazine said that they were always wondering when they'd name a man as Woman of the Year.
This is
giving me Bill Clinton first black president vibes. So it's amazing and terrible at the same time. One thing it did put me in mind of was the fact that our equivalent of the BET Awards in the UK are called the MOBO Awards, M-O-B-O, which stands for Music of Black Origin. And an amazing black artist has been nominated so many times.
I'm
just kidding. It's Ginger Ed Sheeran.
It does not get whiter and more vitamin D deficient.
It's literally the whitest man alive.
They found the whitest man.
Indeed. Anyway, Bono, congratulations on your Woman of the Year award. I hope it makes you really happy.
And I hope you get PMS.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be great if his salary just got reduced by like a third?
Yes.
Speaking of men feeling symptoms of things like PMS
and birth control. Oh, I know what this is going to be.
I'm just going to hitch a ride on your pit and say that there was a study recently around a birth control pill for men. But the study was halted because men started feeling side effects such as mood swings.
Oh.
Depression.
Oh.
Pimples.
Oh.
Increased sex drive. So they're like, no. I'm horny enough. I need my complexion to be clear. Mood swings and depression are things I'm unfamiliar with.
They're like, with a sex drive like this, I'm going to need clear skin.
Hello.
So The Daily Show's Michelle Wolf was not having it. And she's just not here for this BS. She said, you call those side effects? I call that day 4 of a fairy tale period.
Exactly.
Oh, Michelle.
And then she said, that would be like going to Normandy during that battle. You know, the one. And saying
that
whoa,
one.
Hang on a minute. Somebody prides himself on Mr. History.
That one.
Yeah.
I mean, the Normandy landing.
Is that what you're referring
to?
That's
how casually I can just reference things because I know history. So
I will have you know like that is how it's cited in most public high school textbooks.
That Normandy thing. God help us all.
She said that's like going to Normandy during that day and saying, you know, I can't fight. The weather makes me sad. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she then started talking about the actual side effects of female birth control, which are blood clots, strokes that can kill you, mm-hmm. lower sex drive.
Yeah.
And women still are expected to take that so that men don't have to mm-hmm. deal with a baby. Right. So that's a pity thing that I'm just throwing out there.
It's very pity.
But let's rise up out of that for the peak. This is very weird, and I know this, but I'm going to say it. Donkeys are amazing. I know this, coming from Greece. The New York Times now
what was
knows
the name
this
of your donkey? No,
as
you
well.
Have a donkey. It was a sheep. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. That is Yorgo, who's a sheep, who's now dead.
Yorgo.
Yeah. R.I.P.
You're like, thanks for bringing that up, Amanda.
So this piece in the New York Times ran. It's called Where's the Love for Donkeys? And it's by James Gorman.
Wow. Okay.
And it starts with talking about how 5,000 years ago, the Egyptians loved donkeys because they were the animals that were responsible for transporting people and goods across large swaths of land. And they just found brick grave chambers at a site of an Egyptian king. Mm-hmm. And 10 donkeys are in there on the same level as the king. Like, you guys did your job. You're amazing. Please come to the afterlife with me. I want to see you forever and ever.
So, like, did horses just come and steal their shine? Or, like...
Well, horses were bred to have long legs and to jump and all this stuff. Donkeys were bred to carry large things.
And go,
yeah, spit a sick rhyme, which right. is what I consider that to be.
They beatbox. They beatbox.
Yeah, that's what it is. So they had this super high status back then, but now no one cares about them. And it's gotten to the point where now there needs to be something called the Donkey Welfare Symposium at Cornell University.
Ooh.
77 whole people went. I will
oh,
have
wow.
You know.
77.
Yes. Veterinarians, donkey rescuers, donkey defenders, and they need defending and rescuing because they're being slaughtered for their hide or meat or gelatin. Really bad
what?
Things because no one cares about donkeys and no one protects them. I will have you know that there's a story in the Bible.
Okay.
Taking it back. Someone named Balaam.
Okay.
I don't know her, but he rode a donkey. And then the donkey refused to go further. And he's like...
Oh, because they're stubborn, right?
Stupid donkey.
Come on. And the donkey's like, hell no. And then so he beats the donkey. And for only the second time that an animal speaks during the Bible. One is a snake. The other one is this donkey. He says, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?
Shakespearean donkey.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say, if you get a...
He has a fake British accent.
Yeah.
If you get a speaking role in the Bible, mm-hmm. okay, you're doing things.
So this donkey was looking out for this guy. He was like not going further because there was an angel with a sword that was about to kill Balaam. And then he was like, oh, my bad for beating you. Donkeys knows
best. So donkeys are wise also, is what you're saying.
So they're wise. They're pretty fierce when threatened, even though they have a reputation of running away from things. They will attack coyotes, foxes, and even mountain lions if they step to them. There are even guard donkeys to guard sheep, goats, and other animals that need protection from predators because they got it like that. We forget this. So it makes sense that they were buried with kings. They should stop being slaughtered. I will leave you with this quote from Eric Davis, a veterinarian from the University of California, Davis. He says, much of human civilization was created because there were donkeys to move pastoralists and traders around the world. I think that we as a species owe something to donkeys.
To the humble ass.
And I think... exactly. And so I felt like I owed this peak to donkeys in general and the people defending them today.
So back that ass up.
Yeah.
So we end every episode with a song. This time, Carly has a jam for us to write out.
Misa, I have one. I have been really getting into a band I used to love as a teenager, and I've fallen in love with them again. They are The Stranglers. They're just so good. And most people probably know them from Golden Brown or Peaches, which are both jams, and you should go and listen to those. But my new favorite Stranglers song is called Who Wants the World, because it slips into halftime halfway through. And I love Ooh. Songs that do that, that change up their tempo.
Nice.
So have a listen and tell me what you think on Twitter. Who wants the world?
Who wants the world? Thanks to our podcast papa, David Marcus.
Thanks to Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs for our amazing theme song that you hear at the beginning of the show. And thanks to Jay Simpson for helping me edit. Please subscribe on iTunes. Also rate us if you like us. If you don't, you never heard this. Until next week, find us on social media. I am Excuse My Beauty Without the First D on Twitter.
I am at Teacup in the Bay.
I am at Jamitra Says.
Follow us. Favorite our stuff. Retweet. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.